Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jeff Phelps, Tom Withers, in for Andy Baskin today.
Can I give you that Hall of Fame trivia question on the air that I just gave you?
So I was this is big timer right here.
I was telling Jeff that on Sunday I was covering the Cavs-Celtics, and before the game, Kenny Atkinson and I are both former Long Island high school basketball players. Obviously, he played at a much higher level than I did, but every once in a while we'll kick around just talking Long Island high school sports. Anyway, after the pregame interview, I said to Kenny, I said, hey, I got a Long Island basketball trivia question for you. Who has the highest scoring average in Long Island high school basketball history? And he pondered for a minute. He guessed Kenny Wood, which was the name of a high school kid. And I told him, hey, there's a Cleveland connection. So Kenny Atkinson,
you dropped a little hint.
I dropped a hint on him, and Kenny Atkinson came up with Wally Zerbiak, who played at Cold Spring Harbor. Real good guess.
That's a really good guess.
And I've told you guys the answer, and it's a Cleveland connection. And the answer is Jim Brown, and you may have heard of him.
Wow.
Jim Brown averaged 38 points per game for Manhasset in 1955.
38.
And I'm guessing most of them came in the paint, especially since there was no three-point line.
Yeah, I think I'll get there.
Much like he was in lacrosse. Give me the ball and watch people fall out of the way.
That's
funny. Isn't that great?
Yeah, that's a really great one. I'm going to share a story I told you in the break years ago, and you know, Jim, until the day he died,
was Jim Brown.
I mean, and, you know, there are very few people, Tom, you've worked in this business forever, I have too, that when you met them or talked to them, gave you pause.
Commanded attention.
You know what I mean?
Yes, I sure do.
And Jim was one of those very few. And we were doing a 60th anniversary of the Cleveland Browns show. And I'm hosting this thing, and we were taping segments. And it went on for like a week. And we set up in the locker room, one of the locker rooms down at the stadium, and this with a new stadium. And Jim was one of the guys that we had as a guest, and he came onto the set. And, you know, so it was real casual because you're taping segments. So it wasn't like a show, but we're taping these segments. And Jim wasn't walking real well at the time, you know, and he had the leg issues from, you know, obviously years of abuse playing sports. And so he got onto the set, and he's using his cane and everything else. And we get done, and there were a couple of steps you had to climb, up or down. And we got done, and Jim's making his way over to the steps, and I can see he's hesitating a little bit. And in my mind, I'm like, this is Jim Brown.
Yeah.
Do I even dare offer to help him here a little bit? Because he's hesitating enough that I could, you know, you can see, you know what's going on.
Where's Gene Hickerson when you need him?
Exactly right. Can we bring in John Morrow or Dick Shafrath, please? And another guy, one of our tech guys, we kind of look at each other and we went, yep, let's go for it. And I said, hey, Jim, can we help you here? And he goes, Yeah. He said, a couple of big, strong guys to help me down the steps. Thanks.
Oh, nice.
And so, you know, he kind of grabbed onto us. And I said, Jim, we all know if you wanted to, you could just go ahead and beat the crap out of both of us right now. And he said, because he knew, I knew, and I don't know how old he was. He was in his 70s.
Yeah.
But he's still Jim Brown. And he's great, still ripped.
Great memory to hold on to,
it was,
right?
It was really cool.
That's awesome.
I thought it was really cool. I mentioned before the break, our NBA team, Tom, is not off to a 15-0 start this year. And you said?
That's good.
It is good, isn't it?
Thank goodness. Yeah.
Last year's start was so fun, but it set a tone for the season, Jeff, that I don't know that they ever got out of, and I think it might have hurt them eventually.
It was actually counterproductive, wasn't it? Because the streak kind of...
In essence, it kind of was.
The streak took on a life of its own, right? And then it raised expectations to an almost unfair, unrealistic level, right?
And it sure seemed to.
Yeah, and I mean, it was...
It was championship or bust.
Yeah, to a degree. And it was positive from the standpoint that you have a scoreboard because you want to outscore the other team and win the game, right? Yeah. But it really, it turned into something that probably was almost, again, unfair, unrealistic for that team as to where they were. It also, though, allowed Kenny Atkinson to have a nice kind of entree into Cleveland sports, if
Hi,
you will, right?
He got, I'm Kenny.
Hey, I'm the undefeated coach.
And we think you're a god. Thank you.
Where have you been in the last 5 years, right? So, yeah. You know, it's interesting. Over the weekend, you know, the Atlanta loss was bad, I thought, on Friday night. But by the same token...
Yeah.
Pretty good Atlanta team. When you look at the young players that they have, Jeff, and I know you watch them, that team's got some talent. And they were without Trae Young, and they still, you know, they can fire it up. Now, and we can dig into this a little bit deeper as to what the problems are with the Cavs right now. But then over the weekend, so they lose on Friday night. I had some people approach me on Saturday saying, what is going on with the Cavs? And my response was, it's November. Relax, right? But then they go out Sunday night and they lose to a Boston team that is missing as many parts as anybody, right?
No Jason Tatum. They traded Porzingis. I mean, it's a different team with different names.
They're coming off a Saturday night game in Minnesota, right?
And Peyton Pritchard lights you up for 42.
For 42. And some other guys that I didn't even know played for the Celtics had big games, right? Yeah. Career-defining games. So that was a bad loss. I covered the game. After the game, Jeff, it was interesting, and I mentioned this to you off the air. Donovan Mitchell, who always talks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
To the media, chose not to that night. And I caught him sitting in the corner locker where he is, scrolling on his phone and then just kind of staring into the distance with a clear attitude. Like, how did that just happen to us? I thought the way the game unfolded down the final minutes, I mean, he came up with a couple big shots to get them back into the game, right? Darius Garland hit a big three as well. The fact that that Evan Mobley took the last shot of that game that night, to me,
and Donovan inbounded,
was alarming.
That was weird.
Now, it was good from the standpoint that I'm glad they've changed having Evan as the inbounds guy, which they did last year, which he struggled with.
Yeah.
If you remember, there were a lot of situations where they barely got the ball inbounds because Evan was not finding or wasn't comfortable in that role, right? So I'm glad that changed.
But Tom, you got 0.7 seconds left. Who do you want taking that shot?
Thank you. It's got to be number 45.
Sure.
So then Jalen Tyson comes out after the game and made some really strong comments about we're not hungry enough. This team has a lot of talent, but talent alone doesn't win an NBA championship. You know, we got some dudes here. We're just not playing the way we need to play, and we got to fix it, and we got to fix it now. Then they went out last night, and they played a nice game against a Pacer team that is
decimated,
held together with scotch tape at this point.
They're 4-17.
But there are some troubling signs. So what bothers you about what you've seen out of the Cavs here through 22 games?
I hate to just revert to this, but right now, until this changes, I don't think we can get a really good feel for it. They've played 22 games. They have only three guys who have played in 20 or more games.
Exactly.
That's it. And to me, that's, I can't say it's troubling. It's just kind of the way it is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And they're
not
the only team that's dealing with that as well, right?
Right. Yeah. Darius Garland's played in 7 games.
Right.
And Darius is one heck of a basketball player. DeAndre Hunter has played 18 games. All right. So he's missed 4. Jared Allen has played in 15 games. Sam Merrill's played in 12. It's that, Tom. It's that most every game, Kenny's got a different bunch out there. Not necessarily starting bunch, but oftentimes. But he's got different guys, and nobody's been able to settle into a role yet and a complete rotation yet. Now, that said, it's given a couple of guys a chance to make an impression.
That's your silver lining. You're right.
Jalen Tyson, I said last year, I like the look of his game.
I do too.
And I think he could end up being a difference maker. And Tyrese Proctor, you don't expect second round picks to do much of anything in the NBA. That's just the way the NBA is. You know, it's like fourth, fifth, sixth round picks in the NFL. Okay, you get one, congratulations. Proctor looks like he can play.
I like Tyrese Proctor. Yeah.
He looks like he can play.
Yeah.
I wonder, though, how Kenny manages this when he does have a healthy roster, because clearly there are guys you want to see.
Good problem to have.
Well, it is.
Right? And
it
is. We've talked about this before, Jeff. NBA titles are not necessarily won by the team with the strongest 1 through 5.
No. Nope.
It's the teams with the nice bench, the 6 through 10 guys that you got to lean on when somebody gets hurt in the playoffs.
And somebody will.
Somebody gets into foul trouble, yeah. Right? Somebody's having an off night. You got to be able to turn to those guys. So I think that's...
You need a different option from what you have on the floor. You got to change it up.
Look at the Pacers last year. That's what they did, right? That's what they rode. They got the hot hand, and they had a bench that was coming through for them on a night-to-night basis. So I think that is the silver lining here, is that you've seen these young guys put in tough spots and are having to develop. Tomlin, another guy who we didn't even know about at the beginning of the season.
Yeah,
he's given them some pretty good minutes,
and
right?
He's playing 17 minutes a game.
Yeah.
A guy that when they signed him, I said, I like that. We haven't seen enough of him yet, I don't think. Thomas Bryant. Has been around the NBA a long time. He's a good big man. It's nice that they went out and added depth, big man depth.
I agree with
you. And Tomlin's there too, so that helps.
And Bryant also brings you an energy. He's got some other intangibles that you like to have in that kind of a player. And now with Larry Nance being out, I think you're going to see a lot more Thomas Bryant here, at least in the near distant future. So, yeah, you know, it's not been great. You know, the East is wide open, Jeff. You know,
it's wide open. But Tom, is that more scary?
Yeah. It is to me too.
I think so too.
And I tell you what, the two teams that I told people to keep a close eye on before this season began, only because people were like, Indiana's out of the way.
The Cavs have it.
The Cavs are in the back. Detroit and Orlando were the two teams that I thought were the outliers, because they have young, hungry players, and they've seemed to be on an ascension, much like the Cleveland team over the last 3 or 4 years, right?
J.B. Bickerstaff has the Pistons at 17-4, and Cade Cunningham's playing like an MVP.
They got some dudes.
Oh, they really do.
That team has got some players.
They do.
Yeah, I like.
And I give J.B. credit. They're doing a really nice job up there. I like Orlando's roster.
I do, too.
They have length.
And I think Jalen Suggs is back.
I think he is too.
People forgot that he had missed all of last year, which is an important piece for them.
When they can, when Orlando can roll out three guys who play big minutes, who are like 6'9", 6'10", and can handle the
if
ball.
If you don't have an answer for it, yeah.
You're done.
Yeah.
And see, that, Tom, is where, you know, if I'm the Cavs, that's where I'm still wondering, do I have the right mix here? And I think Proctor can help a little bit with that. He's not 6'9 or 6'10, but he can help a little bit.
Yeah.
And Jalen Tyson might be able to help a little with that.
To be determined. And I think it's interesting that, to your point, and this has got to be tough on the staff, though, is having to mix and match these parts on an almost daily basis, right? Because you don't know who's available.
Who do we have today?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Let's go with them, yeah.
And it's one thing this year that Morse, it just feels this way this year. It probably isn't, Tom, but it feels this way to me more and more. Guys are sitting out like crazy all around the NBA. And the cost of going to watch a game, the cost now of subscribing to everywhere where you need to to have a subscription to watch a game.
Yeah, it's still probably, it's still probably a cheaper night out, though, for your average fan, right? But to your point, and the Cavs have already been fined, right? Didn't they get nailed with a $100,000 fine?
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, that's
nothing for them.
That's cab fare.
Sure.
I get all that. But to your point, you're right, Jeff. You look at that injury report, and you just look around the league on a night-to-night basis, load management, rest. So-and-so is coming off surgery. By the way, we didn't mention him, and I still think it was a nice acquisition, was Lonzo Ball. I think Lonzo Ball is going to be a big help for this team going forward this season.
If he's healthy. And that's one thing. We'd love to get your thoughts on the Cavs. I have some thoughts on Lonzo and Larry Nance and the guy who I still think is the absolute key to the whole thing. They're coming up on Baskin and Phelps. Tom Withers in for Andy today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.